Years ago, I knew an old farmer down at Boonville who hated barn swallows. It wasn't because he especially hated birds. It was because he'd finally made enough money to buy a new tractor that he proudly parked in his freshly painted barn. About the time the new tractor is snug in the barn, here come barn swallows looking for a place to nest. They plaster mud nests on the rafters, unfortunately, above the new tractor. I guess you know what happens next. Bye-bye, barn swallow nest, eggs and all. I recount this story because there's no such problem with tree swallows. I'm up on Beaver Lake, east of Rogers, at the Arkansas Game and Fish Nursery Pond. The main business here is raising fish for release in the lake. But another purpose is to expand opportunities for wildlife, like swallows and bluebirds, and wildlife viewing for us. Game and Fish has partnered with the Army Corps of Engineers to provide housing for tree swallows. 25 boxes line the big pond, filled with tree swallows and some eastern bluebirds. It's a busy place. They don't have to worry about my old farmer friend. We're all used to seeing barn swallows sweeping low over big hay fields as they seek insects. And maybe you've also noticed cliff swallows that attach bottle-shaped mud nests under bridges. Tree swallows are not as well known here. They are brilliant blue on top, brilliant white on the bottom. Over the years, I've seen them nesting in dead trees, standing out in a lake, and occasionally in a small bird box on the edge of a pond. Like I said, the nursery pond is a busy place. There were leopard frogs in the shallows of the pond, plus lots of other birds nearby. The nesting tree swallow population at Beaver Nursery Pond is the largest I know about in northwest Arkansas. There are often great blue herons and wood ducks to see, too. You don't need special permission to visit the place. If you go there soon, you can catch the big tree swallow nesting show. It's free and open to the birds, and for us, too.